Okay. There really is a lot of seeking this week, but the one I want to focus on right now is to try to get to the bottom of what's this chatzitza belach. I don't know if we will, but we'll try. As we know, we saw the Sefer Daled and Sefer Tesvod. The Mechaber said the bedach. Well, let's start with Tesvod. The jay and chol and dvash if they're lach, so they're not chaitzitz. The lach is not chaitzitz. We also saw this, if you doubt that by tit, l'chol pachas lach is more kal in the chatzitz. It's less likely to be chaitzitz than yadosh. Similarly, we saw also, by lifluf, the lifluf when it's lach is not chaitzitz. And we also saw by ribd de kusilta, the grav or whatever it is, the dam that came out of a makra, calls when it's lach, it's not chaitzitz. We'll also see a similar halacha in one of the later sifrim, Chaf something, if I remember correctly, about Leiseches Bochaverta, Chaf Ches, says that her friend shouldn't, one lady shouldn't hold the other lady when she's being tayvel, if she has to, because the other lady can't stand, she should wet her hands first. And now if her hands are wet, it won't be a chatzitza. And similarly, we have also that even later, in the Lamed somewhere, it says that there's no problem if she goes in the mikveh and stands on the floor with this. She doesn't have to jump up when she's in the mikveh because her feet got wet when she was going in before she got to the mud, even if there's mud on the floor. Even if she's standing on the floor, whatever, but the water, her feet got wet first. So since they were wet already, it's not going to be a chatzitza, even though now she's standing on the floor. So question, all these things, so I can, the later ones, not, okay, we'll have to see. But we'll have to see if it's the same sugya before. I don't know. But it seems that for some reason lachen is not a chatzitza. So why not? So we all know that we had l'charei machlokes here, Tosfos and the Yireh. Which seems to be a machlokes from Mechaber and the Ramah. Tosfos said that pshat is when something is wet, water goes through it. And the main way is, so by the Dyei, Cholov, and Dvash, if they're wet, the water goes through them. L'chayra, what Tosfos means, is that they're porous. L'chayra means that it's as if you had a piece of cloth that didn't stop a piece of cloth on the hand. So when we get wet, the water would go through the bag, through the holes of the bag, whatever it is, and we get to the skin. So it's not going to be chaitzitz, and the water will touch. L'chayra, that's what Tosfos means. And then l'chayra, also what it means is by, say, with the lifluf or whatever, is that since the Rosh said makum dibuka when it's b'seicha ayin, since makum dibuka is lach, so the water gets around under it. The water gets through it or it gets around it. And then the same thing would apply by when her friend's holding her or when her feet are on the ground, that either the water that's under there is mechubur to the rest, but somehow the water all touches. L'chayra, that is l'chayra pshat in Tosfos. The Urayim, on the other hand, says it's not true. You l'chayra pashtus is it's a machlokes and mitzias. I think that's the mashmoyis of how the Chazanish understood it. It's pashtus, it's a machlokes and mitzias, and it seems that the Urayim is saying that no, it's not muvach water gets through. Water doesn't get through. It doesn't get through. It will l'chayra get around. L'chayra, we'll have to see, but l'chayra the Urayim is not going to argue on seichas b'chaverta that it helps to wet her hand.
You don't need the water to get through, but you just need the water to be connected.
I need the water here to be attached to the water there, right. And by, you say, Mashenkin, by lifluf there, I do need the water to get through, because it's not water. Okay, to say that. Fine, that me, I wonder, we'll have to see when we get there. If it's going to be totally in the Machlek HaShach and Taz, if it has to be May Mikvah or not. It could be even by the Shul.
HaShach.
I think it could be HaShach, it could be even the Shir HaShach. If it's a Shom or whatever. Unless you do have it. We'll have to see when we get to the sugya there on Chav Ches. But we still have a couple because when we get to Chav Ches. Fine. So, but the Yireim seems to be saying it's a machlokes, seems to be arguing in the Mitzias and saying that the water does not get through. It's at least that muvach that water gets through. If water doesn't get through. The emes is that the Levush spoke out by lif-lif. Even the Levush Lamaisa by us passes the Yireim, passes like the Yireim, and says it's all totally in Mach. But he again and again in the Sifrim explains that it's all these things. It's if it's Lach, she's not Mach, but when it's Yavah, she is Mach. But when it's Lach, He explains throughout Sif Yudalat as well. But when it comes to Lif Lif, he also explains, he says that even though it's Lach, but since it is of and it's Dovu Karbe, so the water doesn't get through. Why he had to say that, I'm not sure. But that's what Lubosh said. The Shitas say that he seems to pass him like Uraim, but he does explain that bit. It's not,
he had to say that.
Why is it Lubosh to say that from
the
Gemara?
Tosis
the Shitas said that was a lack of the surprise. So he speaks that he's explaining Tosis the Shitas? No, yeah. I mean, if that's explained, the Lubosh doesn't need to explain other Shitas the Shitas. I've got to look back at it. Didn't occur to me. But the Lubosh.
That's not that
dangerous. Right, because the Lubosh passes Ramo. Here, with the Machlokes Machad Rabbah, passes Ramo. Passes if she's Mak, but then it will be Chayitz. So I don't know, I don't remember what there why the Levush did have to speak that out. But B'cholif and Lukhari, it is Muchach to say that word of Levush, because we know that everyone agrees, for example, Damash and Nisrach Bavasar, so that everyone agrees is a Chatzitza, even though it is still Lach, it's not Yavash. It's certainly not 3 days, it's still Begadir Lach Be'etzim. But since it's Nisrach, it's now, it's stickier. And the water won't get through. So that even Tysus is going to agree that what Damshin Nisrach, even though it's Begadir Lach, but the water doesn't get through. Another raya is, yeah, okay, go Gufa. And what is Tysus in that? Lamaisa, as you say, as you mentioned, Tysus L'shitase, how is he going to explain Lifluf Chutzla'ayim, Lifluf Lach Chutzla'ayim? Al-Kavav, Tysus is going to have to say that there are some things that are Bikarel Lach, but still water doesn't get through because they're Dovuk B'yaser, whatever. They're thick, they're Dovuk B'yaser. So it is Muhaf to say such a God. But there's certain things. Just that it's not the things in Sif Tesvav and not most of the types of Tit and Sif Yudal. I mean, that would also be Pashut to what's going to be, according to Moshul, the Mechabu is Mechayr passing in Tosis, and says it's Yavin and Tid HaYaitzim and Tid HaDrachim, even when they're Lach, they're still Chaitzitz. Why? So one thing is they're so sticky that the water doesn't, these Dvar Lachim water doesn't get through.
That's not Moshe Mizizim. Moshe Mizizim is because the water doesn't
wash them up. Oh, so that's going to get a different problem. So what does that mean then? So that's where we start getting into problems a little bit. I explained to you that I thought Pashtus of Tosis is that my Machalchel means that the water, it goes through, it's like it's Chalul, it goes through. However, the Rambam doesn't say that. And the Mechaber quotes the Lashon of the Rambam, and the Yom Pesach also says it. If we look again, the Mechaber in Sif Tesvav, in Sif Yud Dalad, when he's talking about Shar Kol HaTit, he says, Kishulach Einei Chaitzitz, Sharegu Nimche B'mayim. It's Nimche B'mayim. What does it mean, Nimche B'mayim? So, L'chay Nimche means it's Mokri, it dissolves completely, it's gone. And if anyone doubted that, the Siddur Tara Luchari clearly understands that way. Bedas Machaber, the Siddur Tara speaks out in Sifkot and Lamed. He says he's really coming to explain. Well, he says he view Bessia. He's explaining where she says Ramah, but he's bringing Bessia. He says Elokivan Shasoyfei She Ya'avor Ayideham Ayidei Ma'im. Here's explaining. He's explaining with that way. See, ya skimin shesoyfer she yavur al yedei amayim in a makpedis. The other is the metzisa is going to come off, and that's why she's not makpedis. He says, "Avu makpedis olav chayshin shema b'shas tvil adayin lo nekar misham luchaytzis." The baby didn't yet fall off, but he seems to be understanding that the path is the water that it is going to come off the gamut. We're not saying just that the water is going to go through it and it's going to stay, but that it is going to come off. That the nidin between Tosis and Yireim is a nidin when the water, when the mud did come off. I would say Lachar and Tosis is not mashma that way. I think the mashmaos of Tosis is that even if she comes out and the tit is still on her, this dyoi and the chalav and dvash are still on her, but the mind goes through them. Goes around them, goes through them, just like with the lifluf and the mashmaos of the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch seems to be not that way, at least the way the Siddur Tara understood it, Luchayr Pashtus of the Loshen, is that it's talking about when it comes off. What's the problem? So the Siddur Tara says, because Luchayshish, that maybe it ain't a Bardumi Nafal, like we said there, that maybe it only fell off after it had came out of the water. So she never had a proper Tulis Kolaguf.
Yeah, what does she do with that?
Okay, so say no, since the water gets under him, the stomach fell off right away. The Siddur has problems, but the Siddur is a little difficult. But.
The Siddur don't explain the hill between the tit is not a chalik of makdim. He's bothered that how could the Arim stick into the. Since he has a problem with tit, it's a problem with makdim. The is more that the chalik is sticky or not sticky.
Okay.
So that he don't explain that if it's very sticky, so it's not going to come. It's not going to fall off in a few days, so then she's makdim on that. But if it's going to end up falling, so then she's not makdim.
No, he says fall off in the water. He says she should fall off in the water, yeah. He clearly says that again, they just come in.
When he says, I don't think he means it didn't fall off. But now we're looking, we see it's gone. When she comes out of the water, we look at it, she looks at herself and sees it's gone.
The Shailuz was it Bishas Tvila only after head came out?
No, you don't see it's gone. You see it's still there.
So then why is it only with Choshesh Shema it didn't come off Bishas Tvila? It did. It still means Ivana didn't come off Bishas Tvila. He said, well, Choshesh Shema didn't come off Bishas Tvila. But if not for the Siddur Torah, I think one could say that maybe even the Mechaber and the Rambam really mean like I think it's Pashas of Tisus, and they mean Yimcha B'mayim. It doesn't mean it mamash fell off, but it became mochli, it became softer. The water mixed in and went through it and softened it up and diluted it, and even though it's still there, but it got softer the water as the water went through. One could say such a chat in the Mechaber and Rambam, right? It's,
Because
this was Oyver. Yeah, right? So the Torah, this is Oyver?
He's quoting Nimchev Rambam.
Again, Siddur Torah understood the Siddur Torah understood the Mechaber, and the Mechaber and Rambam means it comes off. I don't think that's Pashas of Tisus, and it'll be a huge nafkamina. But that's a very point. The Chayyur is a very big issue here. Then, even just going without, number one, we have to understand what is pshat in Shitas Ha Tisus, and number two is what's pshat in Shitas Yireya. So, fine. And so just a couple of nafkaminas that L'chayr would come out and are mentioned would be, number one, the obvious one is what the Rama itself Bayah says, is what if she is Makbid? If she is Makbid, the Rama says that that's going to be a chatzitza. Why? Because, like you, Rain, the whole reason Lach usually is not a chatzitza is because she's not Makbid on Lach. Most of the people aren't Makbid on Lach. But as we know from Sif Alvi, most people aren't Makbid, if she's Makbid, so it's going to be a Chatzitza. So according to Rambam, it's clear that it's an Afkamina. It's in the Mechayr, one could say that maybe there's still a Makam Lahachmir, that even though, isn't it? Okay, that's more, Lahallah, one could say that.
I mean, explain the fact that it's going to come off Pashas Tvila, so who cares if she's
Makbid
another time?
It's not coming off Pashas Tvila.
It's not coming off, according to
the Torah. No, I'm saying, for now, let's go with the way I think it's Pashas and Tesis. Not that the mind is Oyv, not that it's Mavir or the Tit. Not that the double lach is Oyv. The double lach is still there when she comes out.
Yeah.
Zichlet Yireya, that's what's going on. Even like the BC, I want to say, even like Tesis, when she comes out of the water, the Tit is still there. Just we say the Tit, the same way we're saying Kilu with the Meisav of Mechaverta. Obviously, her friend's hand is still there when she comes out of the water. But the water got under it. At least according to Tais. The other Chayyur Yireya is Meitav. Lalach, one could say l'chareisek l'hachmer, even though we don't say that in Rabbanon. But maybe like the rain, the water doesn't get through, and even if it does, you have Rabbi was chayshit for Rabbi Sharashi l'chareya. But for whatever reasons, we point out l'chareya Rabbi Sharashi somehow doesn't apply here.
What do you mean that the water got under by those sorts of things? Gets under, or it's like a hashakam?
It's like, well, it's... It'll better be not telling the machlekes. Okay, we'll have to see when we get there. So if we leave, let's leave that case for now. Let's talk about okay, other things like the lift with yogurt for Seicha Ayin. Fine. Another nafkamino l'chayr should be, what if she has this double lach on rain of her goof? Like the rain, that it's mishum makbid. She's not makbid, but it's a rubai, then a makbid. It should be a chatzitza. According to Tosis, it's not a chatzitza b'chol.
Rav Sarah,
whatever it is. Another one would be, I mentioned the tzich a little bit last time, is we have to understand what was by the rib to the kusilt that said that if she has these scabs or whatever it is, she should soak it in water until it's misach. Now what does rikuch do? L'chayr rikuch takes it after 3 days and makes it back kilo, it was teich shleishinah. So if you learn mishum hakpada, it's very easy. It's easier to understand. It's something that she's not makbid on it when it's soft, when it's part of it, when it's necessary. If you bring it back to that state, so she's vayter, not makbid on it. But to say that it's going to be lach, that water is going to get through it, I don't think it ever becomes soft enough that it's...
When it's soft, she's not makbid.
Why? Either because it doesn't hurt her, it's not as uncomfortable because it's soft, it's more like the skin, or because... Okay, that's... Yeah. Look at this. You brought it back to its original state. And in that state, it wasn't a chatzitza, it wasn't makbid.
That was because it's going to fall off.
I can't tell you there should be more after, it should be less makbid after Gimel Yom, not before Gimel Yom.
No, after Gimel Yom, it gets hot, it slips off by itself.
So then why is that more reason to be a chatzitza, should be less reason to be a chatzitza?
It's about
to
come
on.
No, it's makbid.
She doesn't want it there.
She doesn't want it
there. Because now she's before, she got to need it.
And she didn't need it.
First 3 days.
She didn't care. First 3 days, she didn't care.
Why not?
It's going to fall off. She's not likely, it's going to fall off.
First 2 days, it's more going to fall off than after the first 2 days?
Yeah, it's not.
If anything, I would say, Fakai, I would say the first 3 days, she still needs it. If you rip it off, it's going to start bleeding again or whatever. After 3 days, so that would be then Rico shouldn't help either. It's not going to make the body need it more. The whole thing is, if you learn Mishum Lach, that like, Taisis, the mind is a Machalchal Darkei, so then L'chayru Rikuch isn't going to do that. So it would be Tzorach Iyim, like... But the Narvos is, that even like Taisis, about it, there is still a din of Mir Ve'enei Machbid, it's not Chaitzis. So if you've made it now that it's got Machbid, that will help for Taisis also. But it wouldn't be that the Svara is, according to the it'll be, in the Havon at least, it'll be very important. According to the Reim, you could say that whatever, that what Rikuch does is, it makes the glid after Gimel Yomim as if it was before Gimel Yom. It takes it back to its original matzav of being soft. Whereas according to Taisis, you can't say, it's L'chari doesn't take it back to its original matzav of being lach. If anything, it's doing a new thing. It's being matured for a new reason. It's not making it back like it was before the Gimel Yom. It's being matured for a new reason.
But how does it get soft before the water gets
into it? Right, but then even as Dover Yavish, it's not because it's lach. It doesn't become like what it was lach.
Now when there is water in it, when it's still lach, means there is still water in it. And then it's...
So what's going to be by tit yavish that she soaked underwater actually is rank. So now it will become tit lach again and it will also be your setting.
Maybe.
Okay. It doesn't say that. It's interesting. It doesn't say that it held it for tit lach for any of these other types of tit or for tit yavish. It helps to be merakachet. It helps
then
to soak it in water.
Until then,
it's not yavish anymore once you've
arrived. Right. It's not yavish.
Okay.
It's not a scare or something that you're going to make it a little bit lach. Mud, the minute you put it in...
Well, not some of these, not the, like, the ones that are chaitzitz even lach. They're sticky.
Okay, but the other one, it's just hunted to lach again. It's not...
A bit. Another nafkamina that's brought in the Chazon Ish and Nigris Maishel L'chayar is like this. Let's do I need, how long does she have to keep this thing underwater for? Presumably it takes time for water to get through a davalach. Even a davalach, according to Tosfos, the water gets through it. Let's go the other way. According to the Urim, what's pshat? It's a chatzitza. And the water doesn't and never gets through it, l'chayr. Nor vos, you're not backwards, so as we said, the sefalt l'chayr, it's bottled to the guf. So this is now the skin, and the water is instantly touching the skin. This yayin, this dioi lach on her skin, that's now her skin, and the water touches the dioi, and instantly she has a tvila, she's bias maimo on every inch of her guf.
Until it becomes a yamak, it takes time.
What is dioi lach? She's not makbid on lach with you,
right? No, I
think I'm scared. Now we're back to our sugi. Back to our sugi, by tit, titlach, or stam titlach, or dioi and cholov that are lachen. So could be rain, it says she's not makbid on it, so she'll right away.
Right away, too. She's going to dip forever. She's going to dry out.
She doesn't care, she's not interested, it doesn't bother her. It doesn't bother her to be there. You say, what's going to be once it dries up? That's a shini matzav, okay? That's not called. That's not, it's not like the ravens that she will be makan b'shas lisha. It becomes a new chafza, it becomes yavish. Now it's the lach, it becomes the lach.
The lach forever should leave it there forever.
But according to Tosfos, what's pshat is lo'olam is that we're not saying the davar lach is bottled to the guf. We're saying the water's going to go through it. So now, if it's Rebbeinu, the Chazon is Be'etzem, we're talking about the case where a lady has an ear, and she's a hole in her ear, and so she wants to put in a cotton ball soaked in oil. So there's a different issue there. It's based on Sedar Lachaira, and so based on Sedar only has to be Royal Be'esmai. So here, as long as if she would leave her head underwater long enough, the water could get through, so maybe we'll call that already now Royal Be'esmai. That's been needed. It's called Royal Network. But let's say it would be non-based Sedar, it would be somewhere on the outside of the Guf. So then it's klar, you would have to wait, she would have to stay underwater until the water goes all the way through the shaman and reaches the skin. Because you have to have the, you need, assuming Bias Mayim is water touching every inch of the guf, Shemayish himself holds you don't need, but Chazanish clearly holds you do, as you remember from back to first, so Sefalof. But you need the water to remind it. It's going to be a chatzitza. It'll be a chatzitza until the water actually gets through. That's bias chatzitza. You need the water bepoil to get through this davar lach, through the shaman that's in the cup. Did I say it's bottled to the guf?
In case it would be
bottled? If it's bottled, it's bottled.
I mean, something she wants it to be a cream,
however.
It's
not a bit of a mouthpiece. Also agree with that. That's not also just. According to Tosfos, it sounds like you are. It's another nikkud. The point that actually, according to the Urim, it comes down to machlokes metzias. Does mayim get through a davar lach or not? The point that is also another machlokes. There's another machlokes here. Is a person makbid on lach? It sounds like from Tosfos, but etzim she's makbid. If the water wouldn't get through, she would be makbid on it. But according to the Urim, she's not makbid. It's a very funny machlokes l'chayr.
If nobody makbid, it's going to be makbid.
Is mashum says the etzim should be mapped. If the water wouldn't get through, should be mapped. So the water does get through. It's a funny. It's a very funny subject. Yeah.
You say that when I'm walking bowling, so you have to stay there for.
If
this big storm would have been a mountain going, so wouldn't have got there, the water wouldn't have done it there.
No, it's just like having your mouth closed. If she would open her mouth, the water would touch her teeth, so she doesn't have to bepoil open her mouth. So the shamanir, it's like having a closed mouth.
Yeah, when she closes her mouth, it doesn't come in because it's a big storm. Because it's a big storm, that's why the water is not coming in. It's not that something clenched that the water doesn't have.
There's also nothing chaitzitz.
Yeah, well, the
shem is not chaitzitz. It just slows the water down. But it's not chaitzitz.
It's not chaitzitz. It's
water gets through.
It is
makbid.
It is makbid.
It's chaitzitz until the water gets through.
It's chaitzitz, but it's still roy. It's be'etzem roy would be a smay.
So
water could get to the whole ear.
I had that's a different pshat. It's a story. Once you said it's a story, word based on it means that whatever the word doesn't get through because it's based on a story.
No,
that's what makes.
If the hadiths are blocking it, right. So even if. If it's going to take time for the water to come in.
Well, the Bias Maimon is, if water would be mikra come here, it would touch. It would be able to touch every inch of the basis stone. It happens to be the water didn't get here for whatever reason. So here, that's what happened. The Etzim is, water, if water would have gotten here, it would have been able to touch the whole ear. But mikra, the water didn't yet get here. Had she left her head underwater for 2 minutes, the water would have gotten in and it would have touched everything. It was only a time delay. So that's not called a chatzit. It's not called Einan Roi L'Bias Maimon. It's not even a chatzit. It's called Roy Lubias Mayim. But it's not Bias Mayim. Lamaisa, it's not Bias Mayim.
You don't have to have that at the time it should be terrible that if the water would have came, so would have touched it?
If the water would have come, it would have touched it, yes. If the water would have gotten through the Shemin, it would have touched every inch of the
year.
It just didn't make it through.
It would have touched it after she
fell. Well, if she would have kept her head on her long enough, it would have been
more.
She didn't have to, because it's Roy. You only need Roy, you don't need Bias Mayim. If she would have kept, if she keep her head, then you'd have Bias Maim. Here you only need Roy with Bias Maim.
Fine,
Mishas Tzvil
is not Roy
with
Bias Maim.
After she comes out of it, it's Roy with Bias Maim. Mishas Tzvil was Roy with Bias Maim, it just didn't happen.
The Bias Maim didn't happen. Because there has to be no equal. There's no equal from the water that you have. Time is not equal.
So Reb Moshe, yeah, I mentioned before, Reb Moshe was in Mechadish, he wants to say that it's going to have to be that the water could get through the Shemin in less than 3 or 4 minutes. Why? Because it's impossible for a person to keep their head underwater more than 3 or 4 minutes. They drown. So if the water couldn't get through the Shemin in less than 3 minutes, so that's only a Roy would be a Smayim, because there is no practical way a person could ever be told that the water could get through. That would be a Chatzit.
And it's real enough.
We'll get it first. She could dump her head on it, you know, a couple times, yeah. And then only the fifth time she dumps her head on it, that'll be the one tackle this too. Remember, she doesn't understand that much.
Well, how's that been keeping your mouth closed?
Normal situation.
Because your mouth keeping your mouth closed, you could.
You could at any time open your mouth?
Yeah.
You could at any time then go to the cotton ball.
Yeah, take that.
Now open your mouth.
Opening your mouth is not an equal in the actual basis of itself. It's an external equal.
There's the double
well, height.
The kamo is a dover hachaitzis. By your mouth, there isn't a dover hachaitzis. It's really the Ismail.
Dunking five times doesn't help anything, because dunking five times is basically like rinsing some of it out. It's not.
No.
It's like taking some out of it. That's what you're doing.
Each time the water gets. A couple millimeters through the Shemin. Assuming that's what happens, each time it penetrates a couple millimeters, and then by the fifth time it would make it all the way through.
All the things are
and it's not going to tell you anything about a case where she didn't do that for 3 minutes.
Yeah, but it's possible. Tefillah with the water getting possible.
It's not a possible tefillah where you started off where it was full of shemen, went under, and the water went through the shemen. But here, it wasn't 100% shemen, it was already 90% water.
Unless it's 90% shemen forever, the water doesn't get through forever.
She lays on her back.
She starts to turn the lay in the storm into something for
a nose out of the
bottom of
the space. Until the storm passes away.
Again, Ravada, we're going to say a basis term also with little view that I'm actually going to this bottle to the roof.
No,
I'm not part of the roof, so that is, that's not the roof.
It's only smart.
It is smart, yeah.
And after a year, the water will get
through. Okay, it's not a book.
So it's
not a basis term. It's not a basis term.
It's not
a basis
term. It's not a basis term.
Should I remember this? I mean, always to be totally to be terrible, call good for kachas.
No.
No. So, you're saying that
the only
people
who are going to
start is
only
that
the
water is going to go there.
If the water is going to go there, so the burnt information has to be that within one sphere the water could get there. The burnt information is not a kachas.
One.
Because if she'd be tangled in the mikvah and she'd be under the water for as long as physically possible, the water still wouldn't get her, so that is called Eretz Yisrael. It's called Einu Ro'im.
But we've
done it in the Mishnah. Here also, the problem is, it seems that what Rav Moshe is saying is that this Maisa Tevila has to be Ro'im would be a slide. And this Tevila, if she would go to the bottom and she'd try to swim, stay underwater for as long as she possibly can, still the water would never get in. So that's Eina Roy would be fine. The fact is, Rabbeinu seems to think that the fact that she could dunk her head under five times, that wouldn't be. That wouldn't be called Roy would be fine. That's me, this one Maisa Tevila will be Roy would be fine.
That's called Roy, she can go there in the city for a while, and after that, his mind is going to dunk her head?
No. And the Tevila wasn't Roy.
It's a good
one.
Do you think she did that bepile, or since she could have done that?
If the Maisa, she went into the mikvah, she went for half an hour.
Yeah. With her ear in the water for half
an hour. And then afterwards,
so you'd be as bad mamish. What did that do?
No, he two more minutes. She did it until the boy.
That's what you said.
2 minutes she did it. 2 minutes will go through, but it didn't go through.
No, it's a sphere that if the water would get there, so it would go through.
Honestly, you're saying you understood like we're married. You were saying like I understood you. As long as it takes for the water to get all the way through the shaila.
Yeah.
So then she has bismayim mamish. What's the shaila?
No, don't get mad. It's fine.
It has bismayim. The water got through.
That's what it's in her mouth. And she's closing her mouth. So the water didn't get through.
So what did she gain by sitting in the mikvah for an hour?
So now after an hour, the water would got through. The water would got through.
The tenth. Yeah. Yeah. It's
it's
not Roy. Nothing changed in the hour you sat there.
If whatever right.
It's just as not Roy. It's just as not Roy now as it was an hour ago. What?
What then?
This cotton ball soaked with shaman is still 100% shaman, even though you've been sitting up to your waist in the liquid for an hour. So nothing changed. The camel didn't become any more royal than his name. What? I don't see the cause.
He's saying as well that if you dip yourself five times,
right.
So it's like a chalas before the tefillah.
Okay.
The tefillah itself is not oil. You just it's as if you took it out having the back of cotton ball.
Okay.
But what you're saying, if your tefillah is a 3 minute tefillah,
right.
So it's oil be a smile.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So that's why it won't help five times.
Well, I said, that's what I said.
I thought you were asking how come five times.
Well, I said al-kofi is al-kofi. We look at the one maisa tefillah itself.
But it's not. But if you got the cotton ball wet enough, in 1 more minute, the water will get through. Of course, the moisture will hold it to the.
Yeah, because now it's a cotton ball that only takes a minute for the water to get through.
Yeah, it's not going to tell you in the case where you started off without any tefillahs before.
So. Fine, so it comes out with Chayyid that there's a lot of possible nachdaminas here, whether we understand like Taisa, like the Ray, and it seems that it's Machlaikas the Machab and the Ramah. I don't know if we saw the clerk right there, what she just, and exactly what the one, it seems like it's a Machlaikas Mitzis, which is not so Gishmak. Myrish Kho wanted to tie it up. Look, okay, the Tfaras Lamaishas is a bit of a funny thing. Tfaras Lamaishas says, he says that the Ramah here is Lashitosa in Sivdalad. He's passing Rabbi Yisrael Shirashi. The Lachari problem is that the Rebbe is not. The Lachari Rebbe is passing the Martin. Right? It's clear he's coming from here from the Martin of the Uraim. And the Uraim, and the Martin quotes the Uraim, Mefurish is saying the mind does not get through a Dabar Lach. The mind doesn't get through. And it's if Dawud is talking by the Rebbe of Shirash, who's saying where the water does get through. So why the Tiferes Lamaisha understands that our Rebbe is the same Rebbe as the Siv Dawud, Lachari, is Dvarim Tmuim. Because Lachari is clearly no Lachari, there's no capture between them. So I don't think that's what the first question means, but he wanted to tie in just at the Pshetz. I'll ask the Hemek Sheilu that we mentioned back when we were learning Rabbi Yisrael Shirashi, who says, well, what's Rabbi Yisrael Shirashi? Rabbi Yisrael Shirashi is saying, the Hemek Sheilu understands that it's a gzera of Rafi Otomodik. None of us, we're only going to make that gzera when it's only one step removed from a deraisa. And so where Mela is, it has to be Davkut by Machpik. And it has to be by Rodogov. So who I didn't hear that I'm all saying that, in other words, usually he said, he understands the law, even Bidasi Rain, usually water will get through a Davalach. Usually it will get through. Narvas. Sometimes the mind won't get through the davar lach. And similar to what Rabbi Yisrael Shirashi were chayshish, because what were Rabbi Yisrael Shirashi chayshish? They were chayshish roughly atum muhadik. In other words, if it would really be roughly taka the water we get through, it wouldn't be a problem. But since sometimes someone might think something's roughly and really it's muhadik, so chazal goes on every roughly, if you're mad at it. So what in here? Really is the davar lach, usually the water does get through. But since there are certain davar lachim, like we mentioned, lif lif chutz la'ayin, and yet damish and nisrach, where the mind doesn't get through, so they were gazer on all davar lachim, onto the ones that the tack of the mind doesn't get through.
Even though it's not right.
But only, so that's a problem. But even, but only if b'tnai there's makbid. Not that makbid makes it a chatzit, not that the reason it wasn't chaitzit is because it was a miyut vein of makbid. Pshat is that b'mokam hakpodo, so now it's otu a chashash, a real chatzit, so now we'll be makbid and be chayshash. Yeah, it's a problem why there
is a... It's a miyut.
Yeah, it's not exactly the same. Maybe explain that Knesh. Also, remember, he wanted to fit that into the lashon of the... So then it would be... In other words, he's saying then that it comes out that the Havana of Rabbi Yisrael Shirash and Havana of Dirim is the same Havana. When it's a matter where it's close to a Dereisa, where she's really matched, it's a chashash that's matched. So now they were chashash for certain things that aren't matched, but up to certain similar things that are matched.
It's a chumash that's right, and it's a fact that it is exer, but it's only chumash that's right, something that you want.
Yeah.
Maybe it's okay.
And then it is Cain. I don't think that's what first Lamosha said meant when he said that this is Rabbi Yisrael Shirashi, but it's Cain then.
So it's only the Chachmi Lodem?
No, it would be Bidiyah.
Oh, just like Rabbi Yisrael
Shirashi. Yeah. Well, but you're Bidiyah Hamidu Devein, just like Rabbi Yisrael Shirashi.
No, it's Hanzi Yerud Rabbanah, it's Chachmi Lodem. Because if it's a
chumash
d'rabbanan, it's two steps removed.
It's exactly zero. We make zero since zero. Neither we make zero since zero a lot of times. It doesn't fit exactly the machine.
He's saying it's chaitzis b'diyavad. Here I'm all right.
Yeah, chaitzis b'diyavad. No, he's saying it's chaitzis b'diyavad.
How do you explain
that
it's
zero
and zero?
Well, for example, if you only take half of the Emek Shailas, so Rabbi Yisrael Shirashi will love Dafka Machmir Dafka by Rife. According to the way the Levushay Shad, for example, that Tzitzit understood Rabbi Yisrael Shirashi, it would be even by a mute if she's met with Rabbi Yisrael Shirashi or met with. It's two steps removed from the Daraisa. Because we're being good, we're being mech, we're all on...
According to the Daraisa, it was two drop on it, that's why it was better.
Two drop on it.
Roughly was drop on it.
Right.
And
the Mura Mech was drop on. So it's two drop on it.
There was also a Rabbi, which was also a Machbedis Bishah Teres. Was more
how? However, I understood that. Yeah, but I'm saying, but what's Pshat? You explain why the Machab would be making, but so why are we basing on Machbiyashim Mach? Even though it's really two steps removed from the Derais. According to Sidrei Tam and Rosh Yisrael, the basing on Machbiyashim Mach in a case it's two steps removed from the Derais. Because it's roughly up to Mohodik, and even if it would be Mohodik, it would still only be a Mira Mach. So here too. We're being chayshish on all dvarim lachim, otu dvarim lachim that mind doesn't get through. By a miyut ha-makbid.
Just has to do with the Eric Shell's makbid.
Yeah, he quoted as being the Eric Shell, it's not exactly the Eric Shell, it's more the Siddur Tar himself. And he wanted to bring a rite from the Siddur Tar by us, which I don't think that's exactly what he means, but the other half of the Siddur Tar I read earlier, where he says, even shesayfa shiyava yidei amayim ina makpedus olav minastam ina chayitz avu makpedus olav chayshin en sheva b'shas kilo adayim lo yinekum yishom b'chayitz that it's kilo it's a chashash that maybe it wasn't yet maybe the mind didn't yet get through or whatever and available it's a chashash otu and that's what he wanted to understand shittas yirei shittas ramah by us. He wanted to do that to say, and then you can even say that all the Rishayim, the Urayim, and the Rukayim, and the Martha here, with Rabbi Yisrael Shirashi there, to say not like the Chazan. The Chazan should understand that Allah, if Allah is like Tosis, like the Mechaber, not like Rashi, not like the Ramah, because he says the Urayim is a Das Yochid. So he said, if you put all the Rishayim who hold like Rabbi Yisrael Shirashi together with the Rishayim who hold like the Urayim here, they come out, you have a finding the Smedish Taka that way, and Ramos consistently that way, and you should be mad for it, not like the Chazanish says. I don't know. B'chol I think that it's certainly, I'm not convinced we got to adhere to a clock kind at all, But at least I think we brought out some of the different nekudas and trying to understand what exactly is the machlokes. Either, according to him, it's a machlokes, do we make such a gzeira with gzeira? According to what I'm saying, I think is pashtus of the sugya, is that it's more, and it could be a shtickle because he's coming from the Sidri Tara, who understood, the Sidri Tara clearly understood that the issue here is with a tit did fall off of Maisa, which is coming out of the water, the tit's not there anymore. So then it's just a question, when did it fall off? I don't think that's the mashmaris of Tosis, certainly, and it's not Muhal Buchal, that's what the Rambam and the Mechaber meant. Ella, I think they're talking about even when it is still there, but Tosis in order gets through it, in which case the Mechaber is much harder to say such a thing. And I think Pasha says, even though it's not Kishmach, but it's in the Machlaikas and Metzias. Does water get through the Halach or not? And assuming that we're Machmer for the Rambam here, so then, as we mentioned, will come out a number of different Nafkaminas.
It's not so much of a hook, maybe it's
you'll say it's not a mitzvah, it's a shayla. Did enough water get through in a short enough time? Maybe it lost its connection to the mikvah, and then it'll be more than a kesher to achzba chavat. Does the water still have a connection to the mikvah or not? Which we'll get to in the sifchav ches. Yeah, so yeah, you can use words to get out of calling it a machlokes mitzvahs. Right. You can get out of that.
Could you say as well that maybe it's considered touching? Because let's say it's just someone painted his hand with something very, very. So it's not like it's something. The water's touching the hand, but it's also paint here, but it's really the hand.
Because that's basically saying this bottle to the goof.
But not a deep market, you know, even if you're marketing, the mice said the goof itself.
It is the hand. You're saying even it's still a piece of emotions. So that will have next week we'll talk about the Nosher Shetzelis Yideim. It probably is Kedai when we do that to do the Rekeach, which is brought in the Taz in a much later Sif. I'll have to tell them exactly where it is. It talks about a different case. L'chayr, the case there is when your hand gets dirty, something that she Be'etzim doesn't want, except that it's aimed by Mamoshes. So if it's mamash, aimed by mamashes, whatever the gather of mamashes is, so it's not a chatzitza, there's no mamashes, there's nothing there.
No, maybe that's what you
but you're going to say, what, that every double lach is aimed by mamashes?
Lach, the Bayim Chalchin means that the water is touching the hand.
It's hard to say that. I mean, when we talk about double lach, al korchoch, we're not talking about, I mean, I don't know, for example, how you're going to say cholof. Dvash, even though Al-Kach is talking about a thinner dvash l'chayr than our dvash, because our dvash l'chayr is stickier than the lifluf and then the damsh and nisrach even. But still, take chol, on the other hand, cholov. For example, if you sniff some even 1%, even the 3% milk on your hand, l'chayr that mamish in suwash enough right away. L'chayr has to mean something more like a cream. Not going to be as sticky as whatever, but L'chayr has to mean something like buttermilk or cream, something that's a little thicker than regular milk. L'chayr. Jai certainly is thicker. You see, I mean, it's rated, there's mamashas over them. What? Jai means jai like sifrim, it's not jai like smart, not a ballpoint pen.
Yeah.
That will have mufurish in the next step. And then sifrim zayin. And mufurish in the paiskam, I was saying that. So L'chayr we're talking about something that does have epis and mamashes. That's a glob of...
He wrote with
the
pen.
Yeah.
You can see the water is not touching the hand, it's touching the...
We'll see when we get there. It's called the double lach, there's nothing there. So L'chayr lach is mamashes. So we're talking about the double lach, but there is something there. And Afil Alchid, according to Mecham. What? It's according to Tais, it's called the water gets through it to the skin. Also, because you have the problem, the issue of the right of drinks, the Gemara Chulin, where there was the temet on top of the thing, you're doing hashaka. It's clear if you don't say mevalbuli, then it's not a good hashak. According to your survival, I discussed with the Rebbe right before, is that otherwise you shouldn't need to say mevalbuli. It's kilu, it's touching. So I hear the tzad, but I don't think that's a tzad. We discussed it. Fine. I mean, as we pointed out, I think there's a lot of nafkaminas that will come up with the havan is. I can't say I'm 100% clear, but it seems that the mechab is passing Taisus, the most passing the Reim, and according to L'chayr, Ashkenazim at least are all going to have to be nari like the Ramah, which will come out both chumras and kulas, depending on the case. And, whatever. I'm not 100% clear about Laskada, but I hope it brought up different issues in the Nafminas that we can see what stems. Fine, so next week we're going to start off with Sifri Zayin, which is two Nakudas here. How much time later is it? Oh, so cool. Just give a brief Hakdama. It's talking about basically makeup, nail polish, etc., things that she davka wants. So number one is, it seems that it's like it's like a super enamat, that if she davka wants it, it's more kal, even if it would be on Rav Cyrus like the goyim, it wouldn't be a problem. Hair dye. She dyes her hair, assuming that it's... So the issue comes that there's two tzedakim lahakum here. Number one is there's no mamashas, number two is she davka wants it. Are either one of those tzedakim lahakum by itself enough to be mutter? Or do you davka need both? Or is it either, is one of them the ikkar and the other is only a tafel? Obviously, it's a big davka min. First of all, also you have to know what that dara, as we mentioned before, of what is that dara of mamashas. Everything obviously is a little bit of mamashas. There's molecules there that are on top of the skin l'chayr. But it's not the l'chayr, so what's together of mamashas? Is hand cream going to be called mamashas? Is nail polish called mamashas? Is other makeup called mamashas? And, you know, the dye in the hair, everything under a microscope again has mamashas. So, and so it's going to come out a lot of the pen on the hands. Also, Shulchan Aruch seems to steltsu two things that are not complete. He steltsu a stamen ein ha'mapid, like someone who is a painter by profession. He's a painter, so he doesn't mind having paint on his hand. That l'chayr is a poshna ein ha'mapid. And there, l'chayr klarf will be on rave of the guf, obviously, I mean, that would be an extreme case, but for a painter at least, there l'chayr clearly would be a ma'apid. Even a painter who is paint on rave of his hair, l'chayr in that case, he would be ma'apid. But that wouldn't be normal
painting. You're taking off every single day.
That's another thing that's going to come up here is they're going to mention Adam going back to the Sugi Matra. I told you that keeps coming up. And Eina Matra is number one. So what's Eina Matra? Is there a difference? So why is Shulchan putting together two things? You know, let's assume that if we understand here that something she davka wants, like the hair dye, is not a chatzitza even when it is on rave of the guf. And if we're going to say that it's even a davar shiyesh by mamashos, so then al kavach there's a difference between ein ha'makbid and davka wanting. And it comes out that the Shulchan Aruch here is putting together two halachas that are not the same. If you say that no, it's davka by ein ha'makbid, it's ein by mamashos, then what's going to be by ein by mamashos? And she does want it. So for that we have to see the rekeach that the Taz brings towards the end of the siman. Well, Chayyim believe that if there's no mamashas, then it can't be mad. There's no chatzitzi, even if she's makbid on it.
Fine, what
does it mean? Well, it does go. There's no mamashas. There's nothing there. It's because the water touches the skin. If she has tattoo under the skin,
not under.
No, there's nothing there. There's nothing there. If there's any mamashas, there's nothing there. The water is touching the skin.
You hold with the pen, you see there's mamashas in the pen.
I don't even have a lot of it together, there's no mamashas, but on your skin there's no mamashas.
A little bit.
If you wash it, it won't come off. It's balu, the paint is balu in the cells of the skin. There is no mamashas on top of the skin. The water is touching the skin. You've dyed the skin. The skin is changed. Yeah?
Nothing. It's not touching the water, so doing where the pen is.
Yes, it is.
No?
Because what happened is, let me ask you something. Let's take a sip.
Cloth.
When you take a paper, if you bring in the biggest bucky in the Bdikas Sakinim in the world, yeah, right? He's going to run his finger over the page. He's not going to be able to feel the oasis because the ink has silked into the paper, and you are now touching the surface of the paper. The ink is inside the paper. It's not on the paper. It's in the paper. So the water, if it is, so the same thing here. The ink has soaked into the cells of your skin. And that's why you can wash it with soap and water and bismuth until you scrape off that top layer of skin.
You're scraping off cells.
You're scraping off the cells. The paint is going to stay there. So Mamela is, that's what Chayyur called Eimer Mamoshes, and L'chayyur it's Pasha that's not a Chatzitza. So in that case, then what it is? So then, who cares? The Russian Tzayvays Yedeim or Vesayis Seim, because they l'shem noy. Even if it wouldn't be l'shem noy, it's not a chatzitza. So we'll have to see how everything fits together. You know, we'll live and learn it. I'm not going to give too much, but that'll be important to Kubiya.
Why the Rekech? We already had Rashi, no?
What?
Why do we have to come into the Rekech? Also Rashi, no?
Where is Rashi?
Postos.
Yeah, there's a deep Rashi, but the Rekech talks about a case which I think is probably the makor for the minhag shtus that Nashim seem to have, that they shouldn't touch the walls of the mikvah when they're being tayvah. But the Rav talks about a case where they, I guess in the course of heating up the mikveh, the walls of the mikveh got all sooty. They were covered with ash. And as the lady's going in, her arm brushed the wall of the mikveh, and it got a big black mark on it from the soot. And then she was tired, and she came out afterwards and she noticed it. So, but there's no mamashas here. You don't feel anything. There's nothing on the surface. It stained your skin. So then there's going
to
be a...
Well, she brushes her hand against it, she's going to smudge the black part.
So let's say she wipes it all off. It depends how sooty it got. She got a bunch of clumps of soot on her shoulder, and now when she gets on her hand, it'll go to the hand also, so then maybe there is mamashas. We'll have to see what the shear, what is the gather of mamashas, which will be maybe something like a lipstick, because lipstick called mamashas. It's nail polish called mamashas.
Can you feel it?
So some say chagiris is a part of this, the shear. No,
what is chagiris a part of
it? That's if you could feel it, would you want a nail it? Like checking the knife for fish food. Which Lachar would maybe apply with. Lachar would apply to nail polish, would not Lachar apply to makeup. I mean, it depends, maybe some people put on so much makeup.
So the tattoo,
well. The tattoo is under the skin mash. So that's Lachar posh at this time, but that's blue. That's my mission. These needles are injections.
It's
not near. You don't see the paint. You see the color through the skin.
It's not near.
It's a Yeshua Lahoy.
You put it underneath. It was never done.
It's impossible to be.
Common law wasn't done, and then.
Some guys, I don't know. If it's not under the level of the skin, who cares? You can see. What's the chatzitza according to Mechaber?
No, the doesn't help. The
I'm saying, but what's the chatzitza b'chol?
That's because you want to take it out.
Shakur,
you can't take it out. You can't take it out. You can't take it out.
If it's lower than the level of the skin.
Yeah. Maybe you could take it out. What's the difference? It's lower than the level of the skin.
So we're saying, what's the chatzitza? What is the chatzitza?
I'm
saying, what are the chayyos on last night points? He says... He says, usually, when it's level, when something goes into the skin, so some of the skin folds in with it. One of the Chayim speaks that out. When you poke at something in the skin and make a hole, so some of the skin folds in.
That's more or less what the Rosh says,
no? One of the Chayim speaks out more before.
No, this is what the Rosh says, but he says it was, no. And you push it further.
You're explaining the case of Nira, why Nira is a problem.
He explained, well, not Nira, no, Faki. He explained that's when it's Shoveth.
Oh,
when
it's Shoveth, it's a problem.
When it's Shoveth, so that means the part of the skin that folded over is being held down.
Basically, what Bejeza says.
Okay. What are the Chayim speaking about more before?
The second Shoveth is Shoveth.
Yeah. So remember, what are the
questions? He
doesn't speak out that it's the skin that's folded over.
It says Shevo.
Yeah, but here it could be that it's partially here, where it's this point of contact from the top, from the Bisyas. The skin is straight, Kilo, and this is the Kites, and right here, this millimeter where they're touching, that's, according to the Bisyas, you could say that's the Chatzitza.
But this is not going.
Why not?
This red that part of the skin on the side is not gold.
But this okay, is the corner. Not just the corner. Where there's the corner of the skin, there's the corner. So one of the kind of, I have to look at my notes, who was, I saw it last night or whatever, speaks out. He speaks out more before.
What's the difference if it's a corner or if it's folded? It's the same thing.
So that's the same. So anything,
what does he say?
Once lower than the level of the skin, so then he says, we speak, I guess, more than the Kula Man Kapur that he speaks out, which also Lachar is a double Pasha, but just like, so one of the Kapur speaks out Lafurish, is he says, but once it's lower than the level of the skin, so he says, it's not Chaitz, it's on the R anymore, it's only Chaitz, it's on the Basar. And Varach is saying that you only need to be on the skin, you don't need to be on Basar. So Kumban is only being chaitzitz on the
boss. That's why the Bezos have to come off with a new zera if it's Shavuot. Right?
Yeah.
That means, right?
Because there is no din chaitzitz on the boss. The chaitzitz
is
on the
boss. What happens?
What?
Koran will obey.
According to?
What's happening?
According to this one, what's the bubble I don't need karma with on? What's this lower? What's the shaku I don't need karma with on?
Which is Pashas and Rash.
Yeah.
What?
that even if it's
that's why you're so close. That's what I'm saying. I'm what's
the
exactly.
So
where are you going to be grazing on?
You're
grazing on a tattoo onto someone painted with zero, or painted on the surface of the skin.
You guys on it where that thing, if it were higher, it would be about like this.
That's the surface of the skin.
Where you can't have a tattoo that's higher.
Doesn't someone talk about food in the stomach?
That's the surface of the
skin. They say the
only answer is below.
It brings that as a layer that is the zile chavsitzo inside the goat.
Because it's blue.
It's blue.
So it could be the skin is not enough to create a blue. A common oil is not enough to create a blue.
But what's it?
Once you can still see it.
But the only, I mean, if you want to say that, it's being chavsitzo on the line of the intestine. You don't need the gias maim on the floor.
No, it's not whatever.
Again, there's no gzera to open up your skin and take out that from inside, right? The gzera was if it's accessible, not if it's
practical operation. Going to shul b'seisef in the Rambam, in the Rosh.
No,
common of all doesn't help if it's needed, right? Why not? Why is it chitzitza?
What is a bomb? The skin over the bone.
No, even the nova. A near of the viscous.
We see through the skin?
Near of the viscous. It
doesn't matter.
It's the Rav Palum who sticks it up.
Oh.
Rav Palum. In Bein's Chochas.
The gazelle is the next in board of the mikvah, it shouldn't be. If you measure board of the mikvah with something under, the next in the board of the mikvah is something over.
Okay.
The next in the whole thing. This
is
a good
one
that I do
with
under.
I can say that I'll do next. And he speaks out with it. It's not only on the boss. And it's only because the skin itself is folded.
When it's not
hard to say,
there's only two.
No one says.
I don't
think you'll
open up.
It's not smart.
Only the.
Fine. So that's Sifu Zayin. So it'll take us a couple. Sifu Zayin will take us a couple days because it's important to our Lamaisa. It's Lomnish, and so we'll have it take us two days at least. Just probably just Sifu Zayin. Then.